Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Stop Lip Biting hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down. Before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about the habit of lip biting. Lip biting is a destructive habit which can cause painful, torn, and swollen lips. When the lower lip is repeatedly bitten, the upper teeth continuously have to take an abnormal position. Over time, this will stop the front teeth from fitting together properly. If this is prolonged, orthodontic problems can result, causing pain and damage to the teeth and face. Constant and prolonged lip biting doesn't just spoil the way your mouth looks, but it is also damaging in other ways. Lips become dry, inflamed, and sore, and may become scarred. The trouble is, you don't know that you're doing it. It's so easy to do, and there can be so many different triggers, such as tension, boredom, or loneliness, which can lead to lip biting episodes. Mostly it's done without any conscious intention. It just seems to happen. And it's because hypnosis deals with unconscious processes that hypnosis can really help you. Like any behaviour, lip biting, if it's done often enough, can come to feel strangely satisfying even if it really hurts. The brain learns to set up an expectation of biting. The biting happens and the expectation is fulfilled. It's just like the expectation fulfillment mechanism that occurs when an addict gets their fix. On top of that, the damage to the lip causes natural painkillers called endorphins to be released into your bloodstream, which give you a chemical fix. Lip biting is destructive and damages facial tissue and teeth as much as it does the lips themselves. So any satisfaction derived from lip biting is, of course, outweighed by the damage that it does. And of course, it really doesn't look good to others. And you know that lip biting is actually a form of self-harm. Just as some people cut themselves, so the teeth cut parts of their own flesh and blood. It's just like an abusive relationship where the biting pattern is destroying a part of you. And you let it. Just as in a destructive relationship between two people, those poor lips are the victim in the relationship. Of course, what those different parts of you really should be doing is working as a team, showing respect to one another. The teeth need the lips to protect them, and the lips need to be respected by the protection they provide the teeth. The lips look after the teeth, but the teeth return this care by savagely ripping into them. Now, hypnotically, we can appeal to these different parts. The lips need some representation, some care, someone to champion them and stop them being bullied by the teeth, to stick up for them, to stop them being pushed around, so they can get on with what they do best. And now, you can just close your eyes, and as you begin to relax very deeply to the sound of my voice, and begin to imagine the start of a typical lip-biting episode, that initial trigger, that biggest trigger. Perhaps it's boredom, perhaps tension, or maybe just a less relaxing moment. getting a sense of that now. And then going all the way through that pattern in your mind from start to finish. That familiar old pattern that you've done so many times before. Just taking a few moments to run through that old pattern in your mind now, right from the start to the finish. Your mouth and lips being still and relaxed, but doing that pattern inside your mind, like you might walk inside a dream, but be lying in bed in reality. So just lip biting in your mind and doing the whole pattern from start to finish in your mind. Good. And now, I'd like you to get a sense of that trigger again. The trigger that starts a lip-biting episode. Noticing where that feeling starts in your body and in your mind. But this time, once you get a sense of that urge, just fast-forwarding right to the end, after you've finished biting, missing out those middle steps, just noticing those feelings afterwards when you've stopped doing it. So going from the initial trigger to the feeling of afterwards in one bound right now in your mind. And once again, getting a sense of that initial trigger, the first moment you notice you're either doing it or about to do it. That's it. Just before or just at the beginning of biting those lips. Sensing that building up. And then now, drifting right to the end of that time, to afterwards, just after you stop biting, that afterwards feeling. So we're going from before or just at the start to the very end again, right now in your mind. That's it. And again, noticing that feeling building, that trigger, just at the start of the pattern. The urge to bite those lips, or just finding yourself biting the lips just to start with. Then flashing forward to the end of that old pattern, to that moment afterwards, getting a sense of how it feels when you've been doing that for a while and it's stopped. Good. And now you can take those afterwards feelings back to that trigger beforehand. Noticing how that trigger starts the urge to bite those lips. But almost as soon as that feeling starts, it can be replaced by that afterwards feeling. That feeling of really not wanting to do it anymore. Not a thought that you shouldn't do it anymore, but a feeling that you don't want to do it anymore. Taking some time to get a real sense of that now, just the start of that process, replaced by the feeling that you've been doing it and you don't want to do it anymore. Notice that now. How that desire to bite and chew just isn't there at that old trigger. And you can be very relaxed with that feeling. And allow that relaxation to spread through your body, massaging each muscle, calmly releasing any tension from the day, letting go and relaxing. And now you can choose to listen to my words as you relax deeper. Floating over and around you on a blanket of air. Or you can choose to listen to those calming spaces in between each word. Your body and mind taking some well-deserved time out to rest and relax naturally and easily, because your body really does know how to relax this deeply anytime you need to. And you know, each part of your body has its part to play in the overall scheme of things. Each part is a member of the team. Those lungs, drawing in that refreshing air, deep inside, transporting oxygen to the blood. With each and every calming breath, that heart beating gently as you relax and it relaxes, that reliable servant tirelessly working loyally for you as it pumps that oxygen around your body, every muscle relaxing deeper as it takes that refreshing oxygen on board. Those eyes, how they can close when you rest deeply, capturing those vivid colors and pictures you can conjure in your mind. That nose detecting all those relaxing scents on the air, breathing in that relaxation. All those parts of your body with touch sense, feeling the warmth of the sun on your back or the comforting breeze on your face, floating over and around that skin, caressing the hairs on those arms, every part of that body working together, helping each other out, relaxing more deeply together. And those teeth and lips can work together, because those lips have rights. The right not to be bitten and torn and destroyed. The lips that protect those teeth, and the teeth just damaging them stupidly in return, biting the hand that feeds them. The lips that protect them. And you know, those teeth are going to be very reluctant to damage those lips further. They've done enough to them. Those lips that protect them, those teeth are really going to start to appreciate their own protection. Like a person who'd been protected by a wonderful house from storms, but it just chipped away and destroyed the house from within so the storms and rainwater can get inside. They're going to make repairs and they're going to stop doing that. Knowing how those lips actually keep the teeth in position. And I wonder what those lips would say, those poor, abused, bullied, tyrannized lips. I wonder what they'd say if they finally had a voice, finally had representation, what they would say to those teeth that had been ripping into them and attacking them, explaining how the body needs to work together as a team, and those teeth listening and hearing the sense of it, calmly taking that on board, logging that thought with your unconscious mind, how that abusive relationship can easily come to an end, how they can start working together, that old bullying can stop, and that old urge to eat bits of yourself just fades away completely. So just listen to what the lips have to say to the teeth right now in your mind as you relax deeper. And listen to the words of the teeth and how they agree to come into line and work with the lips. And perhaps you can get a sense of noticing that trigger again. Same old type of trigger that before would have got the teeth laying into the lips. And notice this time how reluctant the teeth actually feel to do that anymore. In the absence of that old urge. And just how relaxed you can be about that. Noticing just how that feels. Excellent. And now, getting a sense of another of those old triggers. Sensing the moment that old feeling would start. And noticing how comfortable those teeth are to remain exactly where they are, doing nothing, calmly letting that moment drift by, allowing that old trigger to pass easily and naturally. Great. And now, drifting to a time in the future, maybe weeks, months, or even years, when today seems like a very long time ago. And those old habits are just that, an old, faded memory. Noticing how those lips look healthy and full. smooth and relaxed, faithfully protecting those teeth, keeping those teeth in line, helping keep them healthy and strong. How wonderful those lips can feel now. Imagining running your tongue over their smooth surface, really enjoying the sensation, noticing how all those old triggers are irrelevant. They just don't matter anymore. Your unconscious mind naturally letting you relax in those situations, taking a few moments to get a wonderful sense of that now. And now, drifting back to the here and now, bringing back with you all those fabulous feelings, all the deep learning from today, trusting your unconscious mind, becoming more aware of the room around you, the sounds around you again, gently coming back to the room, refreshed and revitalized, and opening those eyes now. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Instant Stress Relief and Stop Negative Thoughts. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.